And we're back to our regular scheduled programming, guys.
I'm Corey.
And I'm Tanner.
And we're back at you after a short hiatus, and we're going to tell you guys why, as well as update you on some new things in the world of dork stuff. So I'm going to throw it over to Tanner for a second.
Yeah, so we took a week off here because a little bit of a medical issue on my end, but I'm fine now. Everything's good. So we're back to getting down to every and dirty here in the studio.
We're all fine here now. Everything's all right. Situation normal.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
So, Corey, what have you been up to in the last 2 weeks? Anything new you've read or seen?
Well, when I haven't been working, I've had a little bit of time to jump into anime. I've been shown a couple of new series. The newest one I'm on now is Hunter x Hunter. I'm about a couple episodes into the second season, and it's pretty good. I really like it so far. Great story.
So I'm not a big anime guy. Not really my thing, but my girlfriend, she got me into why can't I think of it? Oh, Death Note, that's what it's called. Jesus Christ. Which I definitely enjoy, but anime wasn't really my thing ever. Obviously, I'll take the exceptions of Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon as a child, but didn't really get into anime as an adult. But over on my end, I've been reading. Been reading a lot. Just picked up all of the Witcher books and just powered through the first three. The Last Wish, Sword of Destiny, and fuck, what the hell's the other one? The middle one. I don't know. Those are the short story books for the Witcher universe, and those are the ones that the first season of the Witcher show is based on, as my dog shakes over here in the corner. Currently, I'm almost done with the fourth book in the timeline, which is Blood of the Elves, which season two is going to be based on.
I've been told the Witcher series is really, really good, especially the games. I've just downloaded the third one because I'm going to give it a try and see if I like it.
So I played the third game. I've played it four times. I haven't beaten it any of those four times because it's a game, Corey, that is not your forte. It is a true RPG where your different choices severely affect the outcome of what you're doing. I played the third one. I didn't play any of the other ones, and that was my first experience with The Witcher and Geralt in Ciri. I loved the game, loved the story. It's intriguing, but I don't think you're going to like the game because it's so open world, and it's everything hinges on all of your decisions in that game.
Those are the games that typically give me a problem because the way my brain works is I'm very much a Call of Duty, Halo, put me on a storyline and let me just follow straight through till the end.
Yeah, for me, I love those games, but it's kind of a double-edged sword because I never finish them. I don't finish them for years, I should say, because what happens is I play one playthrough and realize the decisions I made I don't like and just add up to a horrible experience as to what I'm doing now. So I go back and play it, and I keep making those kind of same mistakes consistently. And then eventually when I come back to it a couple years down the road, I will beat it. But it takes me a while to get to that stage of like, I'm going to beat it because it's just like, God, I made the wrong choice. I got to go back and restart this. And then I take a break. So, but it's a phenomenal game, and it won every award it won, it deserved.
No, it sounds really, really good. But, no, for games, what I've been playing recently is, they just had a sale on PlayStation Network for Injustice, Gods Among Us.
Oh, I forgot about that game.
That game is so good. It's basically like, the Mortal Kombat, the 2D fighter games where you got one person on one side, one person on the other, but it's all DC superhero comics characters. Oh, yeah. Like Batman, Superman, Green Lantern, Joker, Harley.
I played the first one and I just remember like loving it, and I'm like, and I beat it very quickly because I just had to power through it, but I loved Injustice. That was a lot of fun.
That game is super fun. Yeah, I've been playing pretty much that, and that's pretty much my free time. I've also been reading a couple of comics. I picked up an older, this is going to sound a little ridiculous, but as a 27-year-old, I find now is the best time to get back into Power Rangers, and they have a comic series that takes place during an alternate reality where one of the original Rangers, who used to be evil, he never turns back to good in this universe, and he becomes like the ultimate villain for all of the different
is
Rangers.
Is the original Green Ranger?
It is the original Green Ranger, so Tommy Oliver.
I remember parts of that, of the original Power Rangers, watched it, and always thought it was kind of ridiculous even as a kid, so I didn't get really into it. But I do know that little bit of information. on my end, though, like game wise, I just re-downloaded Dragon Ball Z Kakarot. I loved those Dragon Ball Z games. It was, again, those old Budokai games were like 2D fighter games, very Mortal Kombat-esque, and Kakarot's different because it's like open world and it kind of feels like you're actually in a DBZ episode. And the so I got it, beat it originally and decided to replay it, and now found out that they've got two DLCs out and a third one coming for the new Dragon Ball storylines that have come out that I have no idea about, guys, because I watched Dragon Ball Z as a kid and didn't really have a way to watch it again recently. So I'm probably going to have to rewatch those at some point.
I get a lot of flack from people when I say that I've never actually watched Dragon Ball Z outside of maybe a few episodes here and there.
The problem with Dragon Ball Z, and I will always say this, is it's five episodes of screaming before the fight finishes.
That's what I've always seen.
That's my problem with it. It's great. It's amazing. I love it. But it's just so hard to go back and rewatch for me.
At some point, I want to find an abridged version so I can go back
they
and
did do an abridged version. I can't remember why, for the life of me, I can't remember what it's called. And I did watch some of it. It was a little bit easier to watch and get through, but it definitely felt like, to me, having seen it, the original, I was like, there's stuff missing, there's stuff missing, there's stuff missing. That was just me. But yeah, I've been playing that again, enjoying that. Probably going to re-download Witcher 3 now that I've been reading the books, though, and hopefully finish it this time, but who the hell knows?
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much all I've been up to, watching animes. I have been keeping up on Falcon and the Winter Soldier as well.
Before we get into that, I have also started playing D&D, guys.
Yes.
As a 26-year-old man, never played D&D before until my girlfriend introduced it to me, and I absolutely am obsessed with it. So that's a new thing for me.
D&D always seemed like that kind of thing that would take over my life if I really got into it.
Corey, I don't think you understand. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where we talk about how we eventually plan to have a YouTube channel, and catch us for some D&D streams, because I think we're going to break Corey into this world that I've just been thrown into, and I absolutely love it. Yeah.
It looks really fun, and a lot of like the great storytellers that I like, a lot of some of my favorite voice actors and personalities, they play Dungeons and Dragons, and it helps. It really helps with the creativity, I guess, and improvisation.
So many people play it. I didn't realize how many people played it. I call myself a closeted nerd because I was in the jock crowd for so much of my younger years that, like, I always looked down upon it, and I will admit that, and I'm sorry for those of you who listen and think of me as the guy who bullied you. Guess what? Nothing against it. I just didn't know anything about it. And now as an adult, I love it. I wish that I played it as a kid. I wish that there's parts of me that wishes didn't spend so much of my time playing sports as a teenager. Because I think the experience of playing D&D with your friends is more memorable sometimes.
Well, that's the thing. As we get older and we start to see things from a wider perspective, we realize, oh, hey, those nerds that we were, you know, making fun of and trying to avoid, they were having the time of their life and enjoying it. And they weren't really too bothered by it.
No. I wasn't even really like a popular jock. I loved playing soccer and I was a captain on the team, but I didn't associate with them. I didn't associate with anyone in high school. So I was a closeted nerd because all my other interests were Star Wars, Marvel, and that sort of thing. And I didn't really have anyone to talk with it about. So I always just kind of kept to myself.
That was my problem growing up in a very rural area. It was very hard to find other people who were as nerdy as me. So I went the exact opposite way about it. I just threw myself into it and let everybody know, hey, I love this crap. If you love it too, please have a conversation with me about it because I am dying over here by myself.
Yeah.
I just want someone else to be Legolas while I be Aragorn on the playground. Please.
And that's because Corey came over to my house as we had the extended edition of Lord of the Rings playing, and we were on Return of the King. Guys, I feel like a failure. I've only ever seen the original theatrical cut of Lord of the Rings until now. yesterday, my girlfriend went over to her mother's house and grabbed the extended edition, and I feel so robbed. I feel like my whole life is a lie. It is just so much better watching the extended cut. It is just... ugh.
It adds a whole lot of context, it adds a whole lot of story, and there's even just, like, fun moments.
Oh, yeah, and that's just it. Oh, my God. Not to mention, though, I didn't read the books. I still haven't read the books yet, but after watching the extended edition, my happy ass is probably going to be on Amazon ordering the Lord of the Rings books, because I will probably plow through them in a week and be like, okay, now I know what it is. I always liked the movies, but... now I'm like, I have to read the books.
Oh, yeah. I've probably read maybe the Return of the King book, and that's the only one. I think I read The Hobbit way back in elementary school, where all the actual plot and story details went over my head. But I read it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings, the extended cuts are – you definitely have to make a commitment to sit through all of it.
But, I mean, we're on to the second half of Return of the King right now, so – and we started it at about, this time yesterday. So I think we did make a pretty good commitment, and I'll finish the second half of it tonight. But we digress, and that's enough. Let's talk about what everyone has been talking about on the internet and how John Walker decided to dirty the shield. And if you don't know what that means – you might want to sign off now, because this is your spoiler warnings.
Spoiler alert. For Falcon and the Winter Soldier, everything, up till episode 4, the whole world is watching. And my goodness, the whole world was watching, both in-universe and out.
I deleted my Facebook, so I couldn't see, I don't have any of this information. But Corey is like, 20 minutes after the show was uploaded – you can avoid a spoiler.
You can't avoid spoilers for this show. It is everywhere. And I think that's a testament to the writing. It's this John Walker character. Everybody seems to hate the actor. I believe Russell Wyatt or Wyatt Russell. I can't.
It's Kurt Russell's son.
Oh, well, really? I did not know that.
Yeah, it's Kurt Russell's son.
I did not know that. He is catching so much flack on the internet. And I just think it's hilarious because I love the character. Because I hate the character.
Exactly. Yes, I hate the character, but I don't hate the actor. He took that role knowing he was going to play that bad guy. Well, the fact that people are giving him so much hell for that is insane.
The funniest part is he isn't a Marvel fan himself.
No.
So he had really no idea what he was walking into. I'm sure Kevin Feige or somebody would say, hey, you know, just so you know, this character is going to be – kinda hated. They're not gonna be all, hey, this guy's a great replacement for Steve Rogers, cause I'll tell you what, he is not worthy of that shield. And he did dirty it up, as you say.
Oh my god. I'm gonna butcher the name. How do you pronounce the Wakandan Warriors?
The Dora Milaje.
Dora Milaje. Oh, that scene where they come in and, oh my god.
It's so funny.
It's so funny yet so serious. Just, John,
think we should help him out? Looking strong, John. Oh, God.
And in just two moves, she made Bucky useless in a fight.
I've seen all the memes of him with his arm off, and it's Buzz Lightyear from the first Toy Story.
Yeah.
And it's exactly what I thought of when I was watching that. But just, you can see in Bucky's eyes, he is absolutely heartbroken because he's like, oh my god, at least I have my arm, you know?
Yeah.
A fancy Wakandan arm. And then you find out, no, that's a rental. You do not have complete control of that. We can take it away if you turn against us. Shame on you, James.
Fooey, fooey, fooey.
And it comes after, I mean, let's go back to the first couple of scenes of the episode with Bucky in Wakanda.
Working through his Winter Soldier past.
Breaking through the Jelanya. Javoy, yeah. Zinatsiet, oh. Like, and just seeing how each different word brings back flashbacks and memories for Bucky, and it reiterates, which we've definitely seen throughout the show, he still remembers everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's still living with all of the traumas, and you even see when they're going through the flashbacks, there's one of him fighting Tony in Civil War, which he wasn't under mind control. That was him. Yep. Fighting in that instance, his primary goal, I think, was not survival. Just self-preservation, but also Steve.
Yes.
Steve was trying to save him, and he's like, well, I can't let Steve die trying to save me, so I gotta fight this guy too.
Yeah. And just the parallels that in that episode to Civil War. There were a lot of parallels to Civil War in that episode. And my dog's chewing on a bone and decides to throw it across the floor, guys.
There's a lot of parallels to a whole bunch of different moments in the MCU in this episode.
Yeah.
But very much with Bucky, and he gets a very, very emotional moment. And that's one of the things I wanted from the show.
Yeah.
It was seeing Bucky dealing with his trauma working past it. And it raises questions going all the way back to what happened to Bucky in Wakanda.
Oh, yeah. Like, and now we see that he went through all that time working through it and went on a spiritual journey to become the White Wolf, which I love that they're bringing such an underutilized, like, not underutilized, but very lesser known character from the comics back in the movies. I mean, that
he was supposed to be like he was a Wakandan representative or something, the character White Wolf. And they said, well, we're not really going to make anything of that. Why don't we give that to another character? Do you think he'll end up like taking that on as his moniker? Like putting the Winter Soldier to bed and becoming like, and now Bucky Barnes, the White Wolf.
Probably. And we all know that the show is heading towards Sam getting the shield and actually becoming Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
But if they followed the comics in the sense that Bucky truly became Captain America first, that would be the only, which they're not going to do. They're clearly not going to do that. But that would be the only way that he doesn't use the White Wolf moniker, I believe. I believe Winter Soldier will always be a part of his past, and he will always try to not necessarily outrun it, but try to work through his Winter Soldier past, but and eventually become White Wolf.
That's the making amends that he's starting at the beginning, is just coming to terms with what being the Winter Soldier means.
Yeah,
like, not an assassin anymore.
So, but
going back to what you were saying about Sam definitely proves his worth in being Captain America this episode.
Oh yeah, where Zemo looks at him and asks him, "Would you take the serum, the Super Soldier serum?" And he's like, "No,
no."
And that proved that he was Steve's equal in heart, in my eyes.
That was very much his, because Steve didn't take it because he wanted to, you know, be not a perfect soldier, but a good man. He didn't like bullies.
He took it to protect others. He took it to protect, never for offense, always for defense.
Which is the exact purpose of his shield. Yeah. That's why when Tony Stark was making him weapons, he didn't want some fancy, you know, super ridiculous thing with a blast shield. He just wanted the dish.
Yeah.
Just the circle, just for protection. And John Walker, my God, every time he's on screen, I'm like, I hate how much I like this character that I hate.
But that was the other thing, is I like that it shows that you can still have the right intentions, but not be a good person. John Walker does have the right intentions. He's doing what he thinks is right and what he thinks is protecting other people. But again, it goes back to Zemo's supremacist ideals. And I'm not one to talk on that front. I'm never going to be, but it shows that he's protecting his own way in what he thinks is the right way, but it's truly not a way to protect people. So when he took the serum, it just amplified those negative qualities. And let's talk about how when he takes the serum and is fighting the Flag Smashers, the camera stops twice on his ear where it's bleeding. Did you not catch that?
I did not catch that, no. I've only seen the episode once, and I'm super looking forward to watching it again.
I saw it twice, and I caught it on my first watch.
Is it really?
Yeah, they make a point under the cap helmet mask thing that he's got – it's red. I assume it's blood, but I have a theory that he might be succumbing to the same side effects that Red Skull succumbed to.
See, that would make sense because we hear Erskine in the first Avenger talking about how the serum will affect you in different ways depending on who you are. I liked the way that they played the entire Walker getting the serum, because, you know, the people I was watching with, as as Zemo got to the serum, they're like, oh my god, he's gonna take it. And I'm like, no.
Thought he was gonna betray his mission and betray his own, himself and take it.
I whispered to myself, I'm like, no, he's gonna destroy him. And then he starts smashing it. And I'm like, where's Walker? Where's Walker? And Zemo gets a nice concussion with the, with the shield, about time. But at the same time, why am I rooting for the villain? Why am I rooting for Zemo, who is so charismatic, versus Captain America, who is just a jerk?
I don't necessarily call Zemo a villain, though. I call him more of an anti-hero.
They're definitely exploring the whole gray area of you can have villainous intent for good reasons, or the other way around.
Exactly.
It's all about what they're fighting for is completely justified to each of them. It's about how each of them is choosing to go about the fight. That is really like the real rock of this story.
Yep.
It's each of them really want the same thing. They want peace. They want the people who were blipped and the people who were here the whole time to live together harmoniously. It's just the way they're going about
it. Oh yeah, that's – and we're also not talking about the fact that Sam, again, showed his how much of a good person he is because he was trying to reason with Carly.
And it almost worked. It would have worked if Walker didn't start rushing in.
Swinging his you-know-what around.
Mm-hmm.
Shield or that thing between his legs. Call it what you will.
And I love that he gets whooped by the Dora Milaje. I know we're going back there, but and she handles that shield better than he ever will. She does the little
kick and flip right on. And then he just looks up. They weren't even super soldiers.
They weren't even super soldiers. And that means a lot to him. And I love how you see him communicating with Lamar Hoskins, with Battlestar, like, hey, if you had the opportunity to take this super soldier serum, would you take the super soldier serum? And Lamar's like, I don't know. He's like the only voice of reason in Walker's head. And then as soon as Walker is taken out by Carly, which I didn't see that coming. Mm-hmm. I did not see that coming at all. No. I mean, I know that Carly's pissed and that she wants Captain America and everybody to stop coming after her and everything. But I mean, she just killed this dude's partner. He just jacked himself up on super soldier serum. He goes after the guy who earlier in the episode says,
I looked up to Captain America.
I used to be a Captain America fan, the Shield. And he ends up getting taken out by the very thing, you know.
Oh my god, when that happened, I'm literally like, the whole time I'm like, what is going to happen where Sam gets the Shield? What is going to happen where John loses the Shield? And when he's out there in the street standing over that guy and I saw the phones come out to videotape it, I swear to God, I started cheering. Not because I was like, I was happy he was going to kill this guy. It was like, this motherfucker is going to just kill him on camera. He's just not going to care. Mm-hmm. The whole world's going to watch him.
And we're not going to get too completely political, but it's hard to ignore the fact that it's very topical these days of a government official, someone who's supposed to be representing. I mean, sure, New Walker is being pretty much dispatched by the GRC, the Global Repatriation Council Committee.
Council.
He's a symbol of the American government at the time, and he's out there on camera dispensing a little bit too much justice against someone who's been branded a terrorist. Like, I mean, granted, they are terrorists because Carly blew them up, but at first, they're kind of like the rebellion in a way.
But go back to Civil War. The parallels to Civil War.
There's a lot of them.
That scene especially when
Shield over his head.
Yep, when Steve's about to drive the shield down and Tony thinks he's coming for his head, he doesn't. He just incapacitates
the Tony. Core difference between Walker and Steve.
Walker goes for the head repeatedly to kill this guy.
We definitely think it's a decapitate.
I don't know if it's a decapitate.
They don't show that dude's head, and I feel like that is 100%.
But they show that dirtied shield, blood and all. And Captain America never got blood on that shield.
That was symbolic. A lot of the imagery of this episode is very much, it calls you back to a lot of the Captain America history. There's a scene where it's Walker and Lamar. They burst into one of the facilities and it's Cap is right up front with a shield and the guy behind him with the gun. very Cap and Bucky in First Avenger or in Civil War when they're when Stark shows up and he's like, easy there, Manchurian candidate. I'm a friend.
Yeah.
There's another couple of scenes when Cap, after Walker's taken the serum and he throws the shield and it gets it stuck in the wall and he has to pull it out, very much like in Winter Soldier when Cap's trying to get Batroc.
Yep. I mean, there's lot of parallels for and the MC, a lot of just bringing up history of the MCU with Captain America. It's unbelievable. I mean,
direct parallels.
And I can't wait to see where the rest of the season's going to go. We did get a brief trailer for what's coming for in this week, and I'm looking forward.
I didn't watch it because I want to go in blind.
I didn't watch a full thing of it. I don't know. I didn't watch the whole trailer. I just saw a snippet of it, and it's been around online, so on Instagram and TikTok. So I've definitely seen it, unfortunately, but I'm looking forward to it. So we're going to give you a full in-depth analysis of this show after it's done.
Supposedly it's going to be a 61-minute episode.
Let's go for it.
That's the longest of the Disney ones.
Let's go for it. And but yeah, guys, I think we're going to, again, table Falcon Winter Soldier conversation for now. We haven't really been trying to talk too much about it, but this last episode just had so much going on that we had to put it out there.
And just wanted to do an update and let you guys know that we are watching and we do plan to do a full review.
Absolutely. But that brings us to another case in point. We got some other stuff coming down the pipeline here in the future that we're slowly working on because we still work our day jobs and things like that. So it's not going as quickly as we'd like. But one of the first things that we're going to be doing is instead of these kind of episodes where we talk to each other, we'll be doing a versus kind of series where we take heroes and villains from your favorite fandoms and match them up, see how they do. So you're going to see some Avatar versus Harry Potter matchups, some Harry Potter versus Star Wars, Marvel versus Star Wars. So you'll see some interesting fights that we got. We're going to go into some serious detail about the abilities and how we think the fight's going to play out. It's not going to be a play-by-play. It's going to be, again, a conversation like we're having on these, but our opinions of how the fight's going to go. We're going to be dropping first ones next week, right?
First one. And who's going to be versus on that one?
Oh, I don't know if I want to say. Do you want to say?
We're going to keep it a surprise.
One has a very big red stick that cuts through almost anything.
And the other guy is a purple chinned, really big guy.
Yeah. So I think you'll figure it out, but that's the first thing that we got going on. We'll still be doing these kind of mainline episodes spread out, but we want to get more content out there for you guys to listen to. Other than that, we are going to be doing a YouTube channel at some point, like I mentioned earlier. Again, it's just about figuring it into our schedules. We work day jobs. We'd love to do this full time, but at the moment we can't. We will be doing a Patreon at some point for our avid listeners. So
building a Patreon, working on getting some merch. Hopefully we've got some designs that we're working on right now.
I'm currently building a website, for Dorkside Nexus. And again, you'll find our merch store there. You'll be able to find all our episodes, links to our YouTube channel, and other tidbits on there that we'll probably do some posts about some of our collectibles and things like that on the website as well as on our Instagram. So keep looking out for that kind of stuff, guys. One of the things I'm really looking forward to at the YouTube channel, and I don't know if Corey's going to like this because I might yell at him the whole time in it. Might make it for some fun videos, but we're going to do some cooking. I have the Harry Potter cookbook, so we're going to do some cooking from the Harry Potter universe. We're also going to get the Avatar cookbook and the Star Wars cookbook.
From Galaxy's Edge, I believe.
Yep. So it's kind of a way for me to get Corey cooking, who...
I'm not that much of a cook. I work at a store and I've worked at restaurants, so most of my food is pre-made for me, but I think it's time that I grow up and start learning how to make some food, and I think the easiest way to do that would be if it were based on some of the universes that I love.
I see. Whereas I have a lot more cooking experience. I work in restaurants, but on the front of house end as a bartender, but I was raised by two chefs. My father and my stepfather were both chefs, and my stepfather has worked with chefs with the likes of Wolfgang Puck, Gordon Ramsay, and people like that in his day. So I do have a lot of cooking experience, and it'll be a lot of fun to teach Corey how to do this.
As well as, I mean, we're very active on Instagram right now is one of the best places to find mm-hmm. us if you're curious. We're going to start doing some TikToks. We have some ideas for, like, you know, short, fun videos based on, you know, we'll do some Star Wars stuff, some Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
So keep your eyes open. We've got some stuff coming down the pipeline.
Yeah. So thanks for tuning in this week, guys. Sorry for the shorter episode, but giving you a little update. So until next week, guys, I'm Tanner.
And I'm Corey.
And we'll catch you in the Nexus.